Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Monday, September 6, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Vietnam, where the communist government is introducing a new religious ordinance. Compass Direct reports that while this law claims to uphold religious freedom, in truth, it does just the opposite. Open Doors' Carl Muller says it's alarming enough that believers have issued a call to prayer.
This is in response to a government ordinance that will take effect in November, November 15th, and it creates a problem for the church in that it is going to officially outlaw all of the churches that are currently unregistered and underground.
Next, there are still many people in developing countries who lack the basic need of clean water and sanitation. Groups like Living Water International are involved in development-based outreaches and are trying to help the needy in Christ's name.
A pretty good definition for development-based mission might be activity designed to sustainably improve people's health, their well-being, and their self-sufficiency while reaching out to them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Essentially, what it is a simultaneous demonstration of Jesus' love, and it's a proclamation of Jesus' message.
Jonathan Wiles says Living Water plans to attend Compassion 2005 next May in Austria, where agencies can forge new partnerships. And finally, the love of God evokes responses to the gospel in Pakistan. 12 Operation Mobilization teams returned with encouraging reports from outreaches in the country. Mixed responses of appreciation and rejection did not deter teams from their goal of sharing God's love in an area of the world where Christ is least known. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.